So yeah, if you could tell me your name and spell your last name for me.
Sure. It's Kevin Reader, R-E-A-D-E-R, like the Chicago Reader, or the Reader's Digest, or the book The Reader. It's written after me. not actually, but yeah, that's me.
Okay, great. Yeah, and then what is your role with this event?
Sure. So I'm actually, hey, Jando. Sorry. Diatribe.
Why me, Hummus?
So I'm a producer here at the Public House Theater. I also am one of the founding members of the Nerdalogs, and so we all sat down and we're like, hey, May the 4th is on a Sunday, we should get everybody together in Chicago and watch the original Star Wars trilogy together. So I just reached out to all of the friends from the Chicago nerd community that we've made over the past few years and was like, hey, let's hang out and watch the trilogy together and celebrate Star Wars and eat some food together.
Great. So this is the inaugural event then. That's
this
really
is,
cool.
I suppose, the first of it. Yes.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the potluck component. It's very nice. It's very communal. It's like, yeah, let's bring food, let's hang out, mm-hmm, and watch these movies that we all really like. So.
And that's really what I wanted it to be. It was just a low pressure place that everybody could hang out and just get together and eat some food and celebrate in a fun, free, relaxed environment. So
that's great. I don't know. I guess I'm kind of curious. Why do you think that this franchise has like this staying power after all these years? And what is it that people communally love about it? If that's, I know that's kind of a very broad question, but just like, what are your thoughts on that?
So deep. Star Wars. You know, I think originally it was sort of counterculture to start with, right? And you guys, I'm assuming, are fans a little bit as well. but I think it sort of started off as something that it wasn't accessible to everybody. So I think people really identified with that, and yeah, I don't know. I don't know why people love it so much. It's fun, it's weird, and it's become the franchise that has more fan ownership sometimes than Lucas owns it, you know what I mean? And people get really, really mad when he messes with it, but they still accept it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's definitely really...
I was just thinking about, like, I think they just recently said that the Clone Wars, like, weren't a thing anymore, or something like that. I'm not as well versed as some of the other people out here.
I think what they said was the extended universe, like all the books and video games and everything that had come out before Disney bought it, don't exactly count as official canon anymore, is what it is. And a lot of that is fan-created, so yeah, there's a lot of fan ownership, like you...
Right. Mm-hmm. That's hard, because it was it's been embraced for so long, so... yeah, there was a really great fan, video that was made, recently, I think it was A New Hope, where they just sort of found people to make scenes, like 10 to 15 second scenes of the movie, and then they clipped them all together into this, like, one great conglomerate, fan movie. I would have to Google the shit out of that to find out what that is, though. But that was really cool. Like, real fan ownership there, which is cool.
Yeah,
does that answer the question? Maybe not.
Well, I
why do people love it so much?
Yeah, well, I like your point that at the time it probably was considered counterculture because it was kind of quirky and weird, but now it's just, like, so, you know, readily embraced.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was something that, you know, it's probably the first kind of thing that was like that, of that kind of feel at the time, and that's interesting to think about. Yeah.
I mean, you know, when we're so distanced from, I think, that point in time now, where we can just rip things off of the internet the day after it comes out, but people would go and see this movie, you know, a dozen times in the theater. Have you ever seen a movie more than twice in a movie theater?
Yeah, but that's my own nerdship. I saw Lord of the Rings so many times.
Oh, well, that's great.
So many times. But I can relate, yeah.
Yeah, sure, sure. I'm trying to think of... I think I saw Austin Powers, the second one, three times in the movie theater. And I think that might go down as the movie I've seen the most. Oh, boy.
That's great. Yeah. Let me see here. Yeah, I don't know. I just... I didn't realize this was the first time that you've had this event, so that's really cool. It's exciting. Yeah, what do you think that today's going to be like?
Well, it's already underway, which is pretty cool. Sort of the envision of the whole event was just bringing everybody together, giving them a chance to hang out and sort of geek out together and then watch the movies. And so people will be able to go into the main stage theater here at the Public House and watch the films and then come out and take a break, get a breath of fresh air and eat some food and, you know, just get to know everybody. So I think that's sort of what it'll be. There'll be some fun trivia throughout the day. Some guys from Versus the Universe, they're a video group here in Chicago. They're going to do some trivia stuff. And then Elliot Serrano, the Red Eye Geek, is going to be here. He's going to talk a little bit of it and give away some prizes. And dudes from Geek Bar have some of their food from... Do you guys know about Geek Bar?
Do not.
No, talk a little bit about Geek Bar. Yeah, we want to hear about that.
I'll introduce you guys after this, but... it's a really cool venue that's going to be opening up, and they have some food tasting from the menu.
I remember now. I did read a DNA Info article about that place. It's coming up soon. That's cool. Really, okay, really so they're involved with this too. Okay, mm-hmm. Neat. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, pretty much anybody was like really just trying to be a community-driven thing. Of just anybody who wanted to be included could be included. So that's sort of, you know, what I believe in. Yeah.
Well, that's a good philosophy online. Yeah.
It's not, bring not the geeks together. Not a bad one, yeah.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you so much for your time. Yeah, I'd love to meet the Geek Bar guys. Oh, I'm sorry.
What order are you showing them in?
We are just showing
this could be contentious.
Just the original trilogy, 4, 5, and 6.
Okay, yeah. Good.
We could do the machete order if you want some other time. I just didn't think there was enough time for it.
No, there's not enough time, sure, to do it in one full day and really enjoy everything. And also... Mm-hmm. If you have to pick one, it's got to be the originals.
Exactly.
Right?
So we're going to do the... Elliot actually has the original theatrical cuts.
We talked about that outside.
So, cool.
That's exciting.
No!
No
one wants to see that.
No one wants that.
Nobody wants to see that. Or all the right. Extra band players in the...
Or the random dance number in Jedi or...
Yeah.
Or worst, you know.